I have a message from the Lord for you. And I want you to pay attention. We didn't come just for the sake of meeting. We came to hear from the Lord. Is that so? Is that so?
Yes.
Now I want you to respond.
Yes.
So I want you to look at you in the eyes. Sometimes you feel like when we are up there, we are some angels and some, we are people, okay? You can tell that. We are people, but we are people of God. We are not just people. So I want to speak to you. I believe this from the Lord for you. Because of the hour we are in, as a church and as a nation, we are in a very critical time. Very critical time. If you've been watching in the spirit, you can tell things are changing rapidly. Rapidly. Now I'm talking about watching in the spirit, because I'm going to speak about being preserved by the truth. Preserved by the truth. And that's very, very important. Pastor Carla wonderfully ministered in different meetings while she was here. I remember saying that we are in a decade of war. You remember that?
Yes.
We're in a decade of war. Now I want you to go back to those messages of Pastor Carla and listen to them. We are in a decade of war. And I kept asking in my heart, sitting down and listening to her, why does she say so? How will I know we're in a decade of war? And then she says something. Look at the fig tree. Symbolically, fig tree is Israel. Look at Israel. Israel has been at war. Look at the fig tree. You find that in Luke chapter 21, 29. When Jesus said it, look at the fig tree. When you look at Israel, Israel has been at war. When a decade of warfare, there are foundations that we must stand on if we are to be preserved for the hour or in the hour and be effective. As true salt of the earth, there are foundations that you've always, always, always have to stay within the foundations given. Or else, as the Bible says, you'll be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. And believers have been deceived by the devil. In Psalm 13, verse 3, the Passion Translation says, what can the righteous accomplish when truth's pillars are destroyed and law and order collapse? What can the righteous accomplish when truth's pillars are destroyed and law and order collapse? What can the righteous accomplish? There are pillars that in every generation, however sophisticated we become, there are pillars that we have to stand on. And another version says in Psalm 11 verse 3, the Amplified says this, if the foundations of a godly society are destroyed, what can the righteous do? A godless society is empowered by the devil. A godless society is empowered by the devil. And the assignment of the devil, however he manifests, is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's his assignment in every generation. And if we don't watch in the spirit and pay attention and to stay within the foundations given by the word of God, we shall be deceived. If the foundations of a godly society are destroyed, what can the righteous do? In Psalm 40, verse 11, I tell you, listen in your heart. Listen. In Psalm 40, verse 11 says, Do not withhold your tender mercies, this is David praying, from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. Now that word preserve, I'm telling, is from Genesis to Revelation. It's a big word. That you at the end of your life, you want to be have been preserved by the Lord. I told Pastor Carlin in talking different things and appreciating what God has is doing this ministry. And I'll tell her, Pastor Carlin, I want to finish well. I'm no longer a young man who came in my 20s into this ministry. I'm in my 50s now. And how those close to 30 years have gone so fast, I cannot even imagine. I want to finish well. I want to be a good man, a good husband to my wife for the rest of my life, a good pastor, teaching the word of God, walking in integrity and the love of God, and finish well at the end of my life to go home. I want to do not what others are doing, to do exactly what God has called me to do. He speaks to Jeremiah in that Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, and he says this, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and I called you, ordained you as a prophet to the nations. God has called you for a purpose, has brought you into existence for a purpose. Preserve me, your truth continually preserve me. Let's look at that word preserve. This is from the Webster's Dictionary. Is to keep safe from injury. To keep safe from injury, harm or destruction. Is to be protected by God. Your truth continually preserve me is to keep safe from injury. You may not have a physical injury, but you can be so much injured inside of you. God wants to preserve you, to keep alive, intact, or free from decay. Is to keep alive, intact, or free from decay. Another word is to maintain. To maintain. It's a wonderful thing that when you start well. But the big part is this, is to finish well. You not only start, but you want to finish well. Is to keep or save from decomposition. To preserve is to keep or save from decomposition. Is to can, you know, when something is canned, C-A-N. Or pickle. Or similarly prepare for future use. To can, pickle, or similarly prepare for future use is to keep up and reserve for personal or special use. So there is a part of protection, there is a place of maintenance. To keep or save from decomposition. What is that? That's decay. What is the word the Bible uses? That is corruption. In other words, to be corrupted by the world system. To be conformed, like he says in that Romans chapter 12, to do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Is to that to be preserved, is to be preserved from that, from corruption, from being influenced by the world system. The church of God, the kingdom of God is separate from the kingdom of this world. They're not the same. The kingdom of this world is controlled by the God of this world with a small g, his name is the devil. The kingdom of God, we know who's the owner. He's God. To be preserved. Therefore, we must continually submit our lives to his mercies according to that scripture, that you may be preserved by his loving kindness and truth. Remember, I've entitled the message, Preserved by the Truth. Preserved by the Truth. We must uphold the foundations, those pillars, as the scripture that we read, foundations of love, truth, and honor. That's the kingdom of God. We must uphold the foundations of love, truth, and honor. Love, truth, and honor. If he doesn't have love, he doesn't have truth, he doesn't have honor, he's not of the kingdom. I don't care what we do, I don't care what is our reaction, we must uphold love, honor, truth. Or else do not be the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the many so-called churches, and they don't preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We speak the truth in love. We stay in the love of God and in the truth. We honor all men. That's the kingdom of God. We honor all men. That should be our makeup. Love, truth, honor. Our makeup as believers, love, truth, and honor. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. Listen to this, church. Look what it is. In 1 Peter 2:17, honor all people. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. That's the gospel. Honor all people. When you start seeing dishonor, I don't care even if the world is shouting, yes, 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 that's not the kingdom. If children dishonor parents in their homes, I don't care how true they feel they are, that's not the kingdom. I consider Pastor Carl as my mom. I cannot dishonor her. Even if I feel or I think she's wrong, I will not dishonor her. In fact, it's amazing. I was reminding Tina, before Pastor Wade went to be with the Lord, most when I have him in dreams, he'll be speaking to me, but I will be seeing the face of my father. And I knew it was Pastor Wade, but I'll see the face of my father. That happened several times until he went to be with the Lord. Then in 2013, the Lord started speaking to me in a different way that has not happened when Pastor Wade was alive. I will see Pastor Carla speaking to me in a dream, but I'll be seeing the face of my mother. And that has happened several times. And I felt the Lord was, I knew the Lord was speaking to me in this manner. This is your authority. What does a father or a mother represent in the home? An authority. That will always be honored. And dishonor of that is a life that is cut short by the devil. There are laws, however sophisticated we become, they remain laws. The laws of gravity, the law of gravity remain the law of gravity. Whether you are spiritual or you feel you're Superman, jump from the fourth floor. That doesn't change. Honor doesn't change. Love will never change because God is love. Honor, love, fear, that's reverence. Whatever I do, I must have that ingredient of fear in me, the fear of God. That's the awe of God. That's the reverence of God. When these things are not in place, deception comes in. People are deceived. You don't want a godless society. That's part of the double. That's part of the double. If there's no honor, if there's no love, if there's no reverence, then how do we expect to increase? We increase by keeping the laws of God or the word of God. Not the law like the five books. No, but the word of God. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. There are lies that if we are not careful, we have believed about ourselves and about others. That is actual self-destruction. Even as a nation. Let me go back to the scriptures. Stay right there, the scriptures. In Psalm 51, verse 6, the Amplified Classic Version says, "Behold, you desire truth in the inner being." You desire truth in the inner being. "Make me therefore to know wisdom in my inmost being." Can you adjust that microphone a little bit, please? It's straining my voice. "Behold, you desire truth in the inner being. Make me therefore to know wisdom in my inmost being." Can we make this scripture our prayer? That, Father, you desire truth in the inner being. Make me therefore know wisdom in my inmost heart. Let's say it. Father, you desire truth in the inner being. Make me therefore to know wisdom in my inmost heart. To know wisdom. We must deeply desire in us to discern the truth in the times and the seasons we are in. Deeply desire the truth. Why? There are so many lies in our generation. We know the devil is the father of lies. There's so many lies in our generation. We must desire in us to discern the truth. Deeply pursue that. I remember recently, during the rain season, there is an estate at Earth River that a video was going round that it had been flooded with water to the roof. And then I know the church member who lives there, and I was asking him, "So tell me what happened." He said, "Pastor, that's not our estate. That's a video that actually seems like came from Southern Asia or somewhere, and it's been there since last year." You want to take everything you see in the media as the truth? You'll be deceived, church. You'll be deceived. That's why, again, we must deeply desire truth in the inner being. Deeply. Pastor Carla said that even with the tears in my eyes, I pray those prayers. Lord, help me that I may not believe even one lie. Because believing a lie is a self-destructive way that the devil will use to deceive you more and more. You don't want to receive a lie. You don't want someone on YouTube telling you something as if it's the Bible truth, and you take it and you start saying it and repeating it to another as if it's God who spoke to you. That's error. That's error. That will destroy you. Do you know what the enemy does actually? When he removes believers from the truth, they're ineffective. They can shandai all they want to, but they're ineffective. When you are founded on the truth, We are effective in the spirit. I tell you, and I've told you during the pre-elections or campaign terms, I've told you in the past that if you set your mind, this is the way these campaigns are going to go, and these are the way the elections are going to go, you will not be effective. You are biased in your thinking. You first have to desire to know God's will in a situation. And I'm going to speak to you about that, inquiring of the Lord. You inquire, you know, God, what are we dealing with? It looks this way, but what are we dealing with? What are you saying concerning this situation? People may be excited everywhere, but what are you saying? If the mob keep repeating a lie and repeating a lie, it will never make it the truth. A lie remains a lie. Even if thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands have believed that lie, that will not make it the truth. Remains a lie. So you want your life to be grounded on the truth. Period. You want your life preserved by the truth. Pastor, you came here with fire and brimstone? Yes. The church has to be cleansed from the lies of the enemy. Jesus said this in John 15:3. You have been cleansed, or you have been made clean by the words that I've spoken to you. Words from the throne room cleanses the church to preserve her from the defilements of the world system. To have the church effective, the high priest Joshua in the book of Zechariah stands before the Lord, and he was filthy. His garments were like rags, and he repented of his sin, and the Lord changed those garments. In other words, as a high priest, he could not stand on behalf of the people when he had filthiness on him. A high priest, thank God we have the perfect high priest, Jesus. What is it that gives us the right to stand before the Father? His righteousness. But listen to this. That is the position, the legal part, but there is the working of our righteousness. We walk in righteousness. We speak righteousness. We work out works of righteousness. That's important as a believer. Therefore, behold, you desire the truth in the inner being. Make me therefore to know wisdom in my inmost heart. To live in truth is to live in a relationship of love with Jesus, who is the truth. To live in truth is to live in a relationship of love with Jesus, who is the truth. Check out your life daily. Are you drawing near to the Lord, or you are being influenced so much that you are not in his presence? In 1 Kings, I will not read the whole of it, but let me take a bit of it. Ahab was such a wicked king of Israel. In 1 Kings 22, he was such a wicked king with his wife Jezebel. For I felt like he had no backbone whatsoever. Jezebel, he wants the vineyard of Naboth. Naboth said, no, I'm not going to sell to you my inheritance. A king goes to his bedroom sulking, and he couldn't sell me a vineyard. The wife shows up and says, what is it now? You boy. Because of Naboth. He's like, shut up. I'll show you what I'm going to do. She sets up Naboth. She kills Naboth. Comes and says, rise up now. Go over to the to the vineyard and take it over. Naboth is done. Okay. Oh, yeah. He went down, and that's when the prophet Elijah met with him and pronounced a curse over that family. The amazing thing is this. He humbled himself. And the Lord says, I will not bring this to pass in his generation, but his children will face the same thing. Humility is such a key to reverse any curse of the enemy. It's amazing. Now, then he comes to a place again. A wicked man produces wickedness. After 3 years, verse 1, 3 years passed without war between Syria and Israel. Then it came to pass in the 3rd year that Jehoshaphat, who's the king of Judah, he was a righteous man, went down to visit the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said to his servants, Do you know that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, but we hesitate to take it out of the hand of the king of Syria? So he said to Jehoshaphat, will you go with me to fight at Ramoth Gilead? Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses. Also Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, listen to this, please inquire for the word of the Lord today. Don't jump into it. Inquire. Inquire. So good to see you, Timothy. Is that Timothy? Yes, yeah, so good to see you. There's a gentleman over there in Masabit. See, we have relatives. That right there in Kor. Yeah. But also Joseph has said to the king of Israel, please inquire for the word of the Lord today. Inquire. Inquire. Listen to this. Inquire. Inquire, don't just follow the crowd. Inquire the word of the Lord. What is your mind in this, Lord? What is your heart in this, Lord? It's popular. What do you say, Master? You inquire. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men. Look at this. He gathered the prophets together, about 400 men. That's a wicked king. He had 400 prophets. They were fed in his house. They said what he wanted to hear. And said to them, shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to fight, or shall I refrain? So they said, go up, for the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king. Really? Really? And Joseph has said, look at verse 7. Is there not still prophet of the Lord here that you may inquire of him? Now these are false. These are fake. Oh, nowadays than ever before. They are true prophets of God. You understand? Now than ever before on YouTube. I'm a prophet of God. I want to tell you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You better be hearing God. You better be hearing God. You better be knowing God. Jehoshaphat could tell there's something wrong here. There's something wrong here. And he asked, is there not any other prophet of the Lord that you may inquire of him? Listen to verse 8. He said, listen to people, and they don't want to listen to God. He says this. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him. I hate him. Why do I hate him? Because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. Huh? What is that? People want to be told what they want to hear. But they don't want to hear the word of the Lord. Listen to this. That is a sign of wickedness. Right there. That's a sign of wickedness. Lord, whatever you want to tell me, I'm here. But I hate him because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Joseph has said, let not the king say such things. Long story short, there was even one dramatic one. It's called Zedekiah, the son of Chenana. Verse 11. Don't call your child Chenana. Verse 11. Had made horns of iron for himself. Those are the dramatic ones. And he said, thus says the Lord, with this you shall go the Syrians until they are destroyed. And all the prophets prophesied so saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord will deliver it into the king's hand. Because he's prophesied, you better know if it's from the Lord or not. How do you know? You have to inquire of the Lord. You have to listen to the Lord. I remember my wife, before then we were courting, and then she asked me, did the Lord speak to you that you are going to get married to me? I said, yeah, he did. I didn't want to tell you this, but he did. And then she asked me, suppose 8 people have come to me already and all told me that God has spoken to them that they are going to get married to me. And you are the 9th one. I think she says 7 and you are the 8th one. What makes you special? I said, because it will come to pass. Go tell all of those ones, 7 ones, or all those 7, they have a lying spirit. Because this one will come to pass. Listen to this about a prophecy. When it's true from God, it will come to pass. Give it time. But you better inquire and believe it. I believe God for the prophet of God, Pastor Carl, of that double-double. Lay hold of that. No problem, prophesy. Prophesy who's going to be the president in 2027. 2027 will come. Mm-hmm. It will. Mm-hmm. I had someone some years ago would prophesy that a certain person was going to be the president. And then after the election say, you all didn't understand. There are dimensions in the spirit. They are not dimensions. It's either you're going to... Serious. It was all over on the YouTube. Anyone who saw that? There are dimensions in the spirit. Stop being deep. There are dimensions in the natural realm. The one you said was going to be the present is not. Don't start telling us of dimensions in the spiritual realm of principalities. And there is the focal points in the spirit. No. If it's from God, it's simple. Come on, it's simple. God is not complicated. It's simple. He says it, he brings it to pass. Amen. Amen. He said a virgin will give birth. That's exactly what happened. Praise God. So then, here comes now, they are going for Micaiah. Verse 13, then the messenger who had gone to call Micaiah said to him, saying, now listen. The words of the prophets... the words of the prophets with one accord encourage the king. Please let your word be like the word of one of them and speak encouragement. Can you imagine? Speak encouragement to the king. And Micaiah said this. I love this. Can we say it together? As the Lord lives, whatever the Lord says to me, that I will speak. Amen, oh sister. That I will speak. That I will speak. We must inquire. The turmoil in the nation, the turmoil even in the church, the many voices even in the church, you better be discerning. You better know the truth. So, when he came before the king, verse 17, he said, I saw all Israel scattered on the mountain as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said this, they have no master, let each return to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said to Joseph, did I not tell you he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil? He was going to die. Long story short, that was the last battle Ahab ever went to. He died. But I want you to see something. I don't have all the insight regarding it, but it's here in the scriptures. Look at this. Micaiah said, therefore hear the word of the Lord, that I saw the Lord sitting on the throne and all the hosts of heaven standing by, and on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said to who will persuade Ahab to go up that he may follow Ramoth Gilead? So one spoke in this manner, another spoke in that manner. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. Verse 22, the Lord said to him, in what way? So he said, I'll go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. His prophets. And the Lord said, you persuade him and also prevail, go out and do so. Therefore, look, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these prophets of yours, and the Lord has declared disaster against you. Listen, there are 400. They are all prophesying well. That does not make it the truth. When dishonor, when there's no love, starts showing up, dishonor of every kind, it may be thought of being well, does not make it the truth. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. The enemy wants to destroy our nation. We can stand in place of honor and turn around what which was meant for evil, turn it for the nation's good and for the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. I told you, unless you are brainwashed and conformed, you better be opening your heart to listen to the Lord. I didn't show up to give you my opinions. I'll show you the word of God. Because I know who's called me. I talk with different people, and you can tell in their lives, they honor words of men than they honor the word of God. Even if you tell them the Lord has, you know the Lord has spoken to you concerning that situation, they still honor the words of men than they honor God's word. That's what deception does. Listen, church. Heaven and earth will pass away. The word of God will never pass away. You better have your life anchored on God's word. Always inquire of the Lord for direction. Pray fervently with some things that we can learn from that story. Pray fervently that you may discern the truth. It does not matter how many people believe a lie. I already say that it can never make it the truth. It remains a lie. Always inquire of the Lord for direction. Pray fervently that you may discern the truth. Ask the Lord. You desire the truth in the inward parts. Father, you'll make known inside of me. You'll make known your wisdom. It's amazing how people are given over to lies, and they are fervent about them. See, people, they are really convinced. They've lied until they have accepted the lies as the truth. That's self-destruction. That's the deception of the enemy. Truth is the truth. Listen to this. It cannot be redesigned. Truth remains the truth. It cannot be redesigned. So let's redesign this truth. So if one is given to lying, they have to keep up lying. But if I'm used to the truth, I tell you, that's it. No wonder Jesus at some point, for their sake, he will tell them this, verily, verily. Of course, that's the King James Version. He didn't speak in King James Version. But he says, verily, verily. In other words, it's plain truth. But if it's a lie, you have to keep reinventing it. So people, what did I tell you last time? Where was I last time when you spoke? You should know. You understand what I'm talking about? You should know where you were last time. So a lie has to be redesigned, but not the truth. Sometimes it may look like you're the only one standing with the truth. You remember Micaiah? But remember, you're not alone. You and God are the majority. He is the truth. Hallelujah. Micaiah was speaking. In fact, after that, King Ahab said, put him in. Serve him with the bread of affliction and water. That's what he says. Let me read that to you. You see how he hated this man. Let's go. He says verse 26. He says, so the king of Israel said, take Micaiah and return him to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son. And say, thus says the king, put this fellow in prison. He's speaking too much of the truth. Put him in prison, listen to this, and feed him with the bread of affliction and water of affliction until I come in peace. Now, we don't know what that water of affliction and bread of affliction, that was not super loaf. You understand? That's not for super loaf and carrying it water. That's terrible. Water of affliction and bread of affliction until I come in peace. But listen to Micaiah. If you ever return in peace, the Lord has not spoken by me. And he said, take heed, all you people. Take heed, all you people. And Ahab died in battle. Sometimes, so I say, sometimes may look like you're the only one standing with the truth, but remember, you're not alone. You and God are the majority. He is the truth. The lies of the devil, I already say this, is to steal, kill, and destroy you. In Psalm 25, verse 4 to 5, Psalm 25, the psalmist says this, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Let's read verse 5 together, please. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. You are the God of my salvation. Lead me in your truth. Lead me in your truth. Lead me in your truth. I'm going out. Lead me in your truth. That word truth is a Hebrew word, emet, E-M-E-T, we call it emet, is certainty. Truth is certain. It is stable. Another word is certainty. Stability is rightness. Certainty. Truth is certain. Truth is stable. Stable. I am so confident concerning the future because of the word of God. I am. I really don't tremble concerning the future. Why? I've seen him for the last 28 years. Help me. He will lead me to the end. But I have to keep the word of God in front of me every day. Lead me in your truth. It's certain, stable. Truth is rightness. It is trustworthy. Truth can be trusted. It's trustworthy. There's a verb for it, is to be firm. Truth. Is to be, the truth is to be firm, is permanent and established. It's permanent and established. What is truth? Our foundation. How do you want your foundation to be? Firm. permanent, established. You remember when there was a dam which broke its walls, if I can use that word, in Mai Mahiu up there in Kijabe? Remember that story house? It was still standing. The owner came out. We had the commotion downstairs. You remember that? The house was still standing. You want that? That's the way the truth is, firm. Waves come and go, but people of the truth are stable, are firm. They trust in God at all times. Firm, stable. Another word, that word is reliable. Listen to this. Truth is therefore something upon which a person may confidently stake his life. Truth is therefore something upon which a person may confidently stake his life. David prayed that God's truth would continually preserve him. Remember that scripture? God's truth may continually preserve him. I want to be preserved. Hallelujah. I want to be preserved. I don't know about you. Go check out in the concordance in your own time. That word is amazing. God even preserves the life of the righteous. He preserves the lives of the righteous. So David prayed that God's truth would continually preserve him. Listen to this. You have to use your imagination and your hearing and pon on it at some point. Curiously, this word emet, E-M-E-T, is spelled with the first, middle, and last letters of the Hebrew alphabet. It's spelled with the first, middle, and last letters of the alphabet. Thus, the rabbis concluded that truth upholds the first and the last of God's creation and everything in between. Do you hear that? Let me say it again. Emet, that word, is spelled with the first Hebrew alphabet is what? Alpha. Okay, you have some Hebrew, Jewish people over here. So it's spelled with the first, middle, and the last letters of the Hebrew alphabet, that the rabbis concluded that truth upholds the first and the last of God's creation and everything in between. And that reminds me of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, that God upholds all things by the word of his power. That's truth. Truth. When you believe a lie, it obscures the truth from you. You know obscurity? Remember that word in physics? Is it physics? Dr. Chris Ohm? Obscure. You know, so when you believe a lie, in other words, it... obscure is another word. Vague. You say vague, okay. There's another word, okay, for it. Come on, English major. Deacon Yvonne. Obscure. So look at this. Obscure, just you can't see because kind of it's standing like an opaque something in front of you that you cannot see. So let me say it in a way that you can understand. That's a good English word you can use. Obscure. Obscurity. Where was I? When you believe a lie, it obscures the truth from you. Lies, listen to this, lies affect the eyes and ears of our hearts from seeing and hearing the truth. Lies affect the eyes and ears of our hearts from seeing and hearing the truth. Have you noticed the more you spend time on Facebook, on FaceTime, on Twitter, Instagram, X, the more you become X here. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that? The more you receive those four words into 20 groups that you belong to. You know, after that, you don't become hangeste. I sense the pouring of the Holy Spirit. No, so. In fact, you want more. Come on, let me ask you something. Maybe the older generation is Facebook. The younger one, you know what you, Instagram and whatever you do. Have you ever said, I'm going to spend 10 minutes on this social platform? And then I need to get into something else. And ended up spending 40 minutes there. Confess your sins one to another that you may be healed. Just me. And then after that you feel bad about it. Because you realize it didn't make you spiritual. In fact, you started snooping for more. Anyone? But you spend time in the Word, you become edified, become stronger, you perceive things. Listen to this, you see low ways of thinking. So many people, the majority. Your eyes open more and your ears open more. But when you believe a lie, it obscures the truth from you. Lies affect the eyes and ears of your heart from seeing and hearing the truth. In Matthew 13, verse 13 to 15, did you put it there before I said? All right, let's go for there. Listen to this. This is a prophecy of Isaiah, and Jesus is repeating those words. He says this, the hearts of these people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes, they have closed. That's another word of squint. Or you wanted obscure, squint your eyes. And have you ever come from a dark place and you step out into light, what happens? Squint your eyes. Some of you even close your eyes. Why is that so? It's too bright. So listen to this. Remember this. Darkness is those lies. Until when light is being spoken over, you still want to close your eyes and remain in that darkness. Their eyes are hard of, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes, they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. The Lord is reaching out to his people all the time, on to heal you. But the problem is, they've closed their eyes, they've closed their ears, they're hard of hearing. That's what lies do, actually. And then in John 18, verse 37, Jesus has been brought before Pilate. And he's speaking, and he tells him this. Pilate therefore said to him, are you a king then? You remember that conversation? Mel Gibson did a very good job in that, the Passion of the Christ. Jesus answered, you say rightly that I'm a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Listen to what he says. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Truth calibrates your heart to more truth. Lies calibrates your heart to more lies. Truth calibrates your heart to more truth. Lies calibrate your heart to more lies. But you have a choice. You don't have to conform to this world. You have the ability to refuse every lie of the enemy. And instead of that, spend time with the truth so that you may inquire of the Lord and hear the truth concerning the time. We need to be hearing double, 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 double. When we see a nation in chaos, you say double, double, because you spend time in the presence of God. You've heard what the Lord says concerning the nation, so you're not moved. You're not moved. I'm paying attention more to know exactly what the Lord is saying concerning our nation. I must. Looks terrible in the natural. But believers of the truth, I saw you being washed this morning. If you've got ears to hear, so that you may stand as the priest of God for our nation. Peace is critical for the preaching of the gospel. Peace is critical for your own life. When you see chaos in a nation, you know who's behind that. But if we stand in our position as righteous people, we can turn that which was meant by the devil for destruction to turn it for good. Oh, we are winning. Not if your brother's been killed. Not if your sister has been killed. You can laugh and shout until it hits home. And you realize the destruction of the enemy is to distort everything that is right in your life. You can shout and dance until you've been hit. Unajua Kiswahili? Mkuki mtamu kwa nguruwe. I'm just telling you what you're going to do. Ah? That was a magic. Mchungu, kwa binadamu mchungu. Na la sumtamu kwa nguruwe. Atwa mula huyo. But kwa binadamu mchungu. Oh, that's what it means. When it hits home, it's painful. But to another one, it may look like it's okay. Msamiati utanitumia mbegu. Tuma mbegu. Don't put me on TikTok. Nimesema utatuma mbegu. Because of lies, you can take someone out of context and just put it over there. I mean, it's amazing what they do. Anyway, now look at this. So he says, everyone who is of the truth, he has what? He has what? My voice. Who's speaking? The Spirit of truth, the Master. Everyone who is of the truth, that's why he must love the truth. That's why he must desire the truth. That's why he must discern the truth so that you may hear the truth. Listen to this. King Jehoshaphat was a righteous man. He had all those lies. Ahab was fine with them. They've already said, let's go. Jehoshaphat said, no, no, no. Is there no prophet of God in Israel? In other words, I've heard all of them have said what they've said. But because he was a man of the truth, he could tell, no, there's something wrong with this. There's something wrong with this. People of the truth discern the truth. Now then, love the truth and hate everything that is false. Love the truth and hate everything that is false. The way to overcome the lies of the devil is by embracing the truth. The way to overcome that is to embrace the truth. Lord, that I may know the truth in my inward parts. What's the truth of this matter? It looks fine. It looks okay. It has 400 prophets. But what's the truth of this matter? I want your heart. Father. Listen, because the world is negatively charged by the lies of the enemy, it takes more time to perceive the truth. And you have to desire it. Listen, the Bible says wisdom. Let me put it this way. Wisdom is everywhere, but it takes discerning. It takes focus. Have you noticed you can sit down and have the TV go on and on and on with no preaching but some news until there's a minister of the word and many people don't take long? Huh? It's easy to watch news for 2 hours. You've noticed that? One challenge after, don't look at me as if you don't know what I'm talking about. Until there's a message for 20 minutes and it's demanding for you to go to one scripture after another, you disconnect. Why is that so? We must desire the truth. We must desire the truth. Now then, in Proverbs 16 verse 2, the Amplified Version. Listen to this. All the ways of a man are clean and innocent in his own eyes. And he may see nothing wrong with his actions, but the Lord weighs and examines the motives and intents of the heart and knows the truth. The ways of a man are clean. It can be clean and innocent in his own eyes. That's why we are not supposed to be wise in your own eyes. Oh, we have opinions in this generation. If it were possible, this generation can instruct God. Tell him you ought to have created the earth for 18 days. And this is my reasoning. This generation. The truth. People can think they're clean and innocent in his own eyes, that he may see nothing wrong with his actions, but the Lord weighs and examines the motives and intents of the heart and knows the truth. Can you go to Hebrews 4:12, please? Let me read a scripture. Just think about it, that Hebrews 4:12. The Amplified is, okay, let's see. It's long, it's lengthy, but listen this. For the word of God is living and active and full of power. The word of God is what? But in this context, we are talking about what? It's truth. It's the truth. Making it operative, energizing, and effective. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division of soul and spirit, the completeness of a person, and of both joints and marrow, the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. When you meditate on God's word, it goes down to our motives. Why am I doing what I'm doing? It goes right down there. Listen, meditation is so amazing. You can start with your head and you start saying it with your mouth, and it's in your mouth and in thoughts in your head. But I like it in this manner when it drops in my heart. And I can tell my heart has grasped it. And I can tell these are thoughts coming from my heart. They are not just thoughts in my soul. That is conception. That's believing. That's substance. Because many in the body of Christ parrot the scriptures, but they have not been influenced by the life that is in that scripture or in the word of God. So one may seem like it's okay with their intents and their actions, but the Lord knows the truth. Let's go to John 2 quickly. I'm starting winding up. John chapter 2. Let's read from the Amplified, I think Amplified class. John 2. Don't look like you're believing that I'm starting winding up. Verse 23. Believers believe. The Amplified. Let's look at this. Check out. All right? Talking about the intents of the heart. Talking about the motives. Now, when he was in Jerusalem, that's Jesus, at the Passover feast, many believed in his name, identifying themselves with him after seeing his signs, attesting miracles which he was doing. Look at verse 24. But Jesus, for his part, did not trust himself to them, because he knew all people and understood the superficiality and fickleness of human nature. Now look at what follows next. And he did not need anyone to testify concerning man and human nature, for he himself knew what was in man in their hearts, in the very core of their being. He came to bear witness to the truth. If we walk with him, he will show us the superficiality of the human nature. That's a mouthful, eh? Superficiality. Did you hear that word, Rimu? Of the human nature. He will speak to us. It may look okay to the humans, but listen to this. He did not need anyone to testify concerning man and human nature, for he himself knew what was in man, in their hearts, in the very core of their being. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why? That's amazing. Cease from the mob mentality and seek to hear from the Lord. Cease from the mob mentality and seek to hear the Lord, who knows the very core of their being. He knows. He knows. Those who know the truth, those who love the truth, hear the truth, hear his voice. You can be celebrated by everyone, but if he doesn't celebrate you, you are done. You are fickle. Do you want to hear? I'm pleased by everything that you are doing. Do you want to hear that from the Lord? Or from the crowd? From the Lord. If we are going to stand out, we have to choose to be like Micaiah. Unfortunately, many times there's a water of affliction and bread of affliction for the people who, for people who stand by the truth. They go against the grain. In 2 Corinthians 5:10, the Amplified Version, remember, I say, cease from the mob mentality and seek to hear from the Lord. For we believers will be called to account and must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be repaid for what he has been done in the body, whether good or bad, that each will be held responsible for his actions, purposes, goals, motives, the use or misuse of his time, opportunities, and abilities. All of us will stand that day. If all what I'm doing is fake, it will be known. It will be known. I tell people, if what I'm doing is fake, give me some 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. You'll know if I'm preaching from my head or I believe the living word of God and I'm living by it. You'll know. If this work we are doing is fake, You will know after years. But it's been there, it's growing and growing and growing. Listen this, you want real things, not superficial things. We'll come to that place, that day is coming soon, church. I don't know about you. Maybe you live different. I was a sinner. Didn't know the Lord. I wanted to be cool out there. But I remember many times when I went back to bed, I mean to my bed and covered myself, and I was empty. And I refused, after I gave my life to Christ, to live such kind of a life. I must live in peace. I must. I can walk with my wife in public and say, oh, we love each other, we love. And then in the house, panya na paka. I refuse that. I refuse a double life. Amen? I refuse that. I don't know about you. I refuse that. I must allow for my actions, purposes, goals, motives, everything inside of me to come before the Lord. And check out. I don't know how many times I've had to do this. Lord, why am I doing this? Why am I saying this? And when I say it for me, I know that sword in my heart. You've ever said something and realized, oh, the motive was wrong. I wanted for people to feel that I'm big. After they have felt, you're still small. You see the deception of sinful nature? After they felt that way, you're still small. In 1 Thessalonians, that remember you're talking about what? Preserved by the truth. All right? Now look at this, or by truth. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, listen to the cry of the Spirit of God concerning you. 23, 24. You say, Pastor, is this part of double? Yeah. Listen to the prayer of Apostle Paul by the Spirit. To you, believer. To you, O believer. He says this, and may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through. Just hold right there. Don't go to that scripture, but I want to bring another thought. You remember John 17:17, the prayer of the Master to the Father? Sanctify them by the truth. Sanctify them by your word. Your word is truth. The word cleanses. He says, and may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through. Separate you from profane things. Oh, in the media, how much is profanity? Oh. That's where you don't see who's born again and who's not. They are all in the same boat. So many opinions. But God wants his church, his people, to be sanctified through and through, separate you from profane things, make you pure and holy, consecrated to God, and may your spirit and soul and body be what? Preserved. Sound and complete. Have you ever been angry with someone And you spoke out there, you gave them the peace of your mind, and you don't have any left anyway. You ever done that? And then after that, did you feel peaceful? Sound? Complete? Unless you know you no longer have the Holy Spirit. But if you're a spiritual person, you have the Holy Spirit, you'll be disturbed. He says, sanctify you through and through, separate you from profane things, make you pure and holy, consecrated to God, and make your spirit and soul. Look at this. Spirit is concerned about that. Soul, mind, will, emotions is concerned about your physical well-being. Be preserved, sound, and complete, and found blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. That means a healed and whole life. Strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, doing his will in our generation. But you can't be everywhere and expect that to happen. Let's go to the other Amplified, please. For sure I'm winding up. Sure, sure. The other Amplified. And because you haven't gone, go to the next verse 24, please, because you haven't gone there yet. Listen this. Oh, faithful and absolutely trustworthy is he who's calling you to himself for your salvation. And he'll do it. He'll fulfill his call by making you holy, guarding you, watching over you, and protecting you as his own. Stand for the truth. And he will do that. He'll protect you. Faithful. He's faithful and absolutely trustworthy to protect you, to preserve you. Go to verse 23, back to verse 23 in the Amplified Version. See, look at this. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through. That is, separate you from profane and vulgar things. Are we seeing that? Are we seeing that? Hey, it's like, profanity and vulgar, it's like it's going out of fashion. People want to use them quickly before they go out of fashion. No. That's dishonor. Profane and vulgar things make you pure and whole and undamaged. You see that? Preserved, you're undamaged. And to go, at the end of my life, I'm strong. Do you see Pastor Carla? She doesn't mind me saying her age, but she's about to turn 76 in September. Did you notice how she is? And when you are walking with her, you come on. She walks this way. Usually, I walk just. I'm okay, but she walks fast. Preserved. You want your life preserved? Younger women, look at a 75-year-old of how they walk. Check out Pastor Carl. Minister last Sunday, greeted all of you, and went to the house. And we talked, I don't know until what time. What time was that? Is it 11? I'm not so sure. I want the Lord to preserve my life, and he wants to preserve your life too. He wants you to be fruitful, church. Make you pure and whole and undamaged. Consecrated to him, set apart for his purpose, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept complete and be found blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus. What does he say? Faithful is he who's calling you for him to himself. And utterly trustworthy. And you'll also do it, fulfill his call by hallowing and keeping you. In Hosea 12:13, Hosea 12:13, the New King James Version says, by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet he was preserved. By a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, by a prophet he was preserved. That preservation is only in him. The prophetic utterance, the words, the whole psalm, tongue is a tree of life. It's Proverbs, I think, 15:4. The wholesome tongue is a tree of life. You have to allow yourself to speak words that carry faith and love and honor. Young people, don't ever come out of place of honor. Don't ever allow that. We honor all men. That's the Holy Scriptures. We honor all men. Did you receive something from the Lord this morning? Praise God. Will you please stand up on your feet? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We honor all men. If you are paying attention, you are the Lord speak to you. The next thing is this. You must ask him. The church, the meaning of the church is called out once. Call out from the system of the world to be different, to be his people. Division, disunity, confusion is of the kingdom of darkness. You've heard the word of God, and I want you right inside of you to ask you. You may speak to him. You know where you are at. But there's so much dishonor in our nation right now. There's so much confusion in our nation right now. There's so much division in our nation right now. You say, like, us here, we can have an influence on the nation? Yes, we can in the spirit realm. If I can only find 10, I will save this city for the sake of 10. Remember in Genesis chapter 18? That's what you want. I want you to lift up your hands and lift up your hands heart to the Lord and speak to him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, thank you for the truth. Your word is the truth. You've said, if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Father, our nation needs healing right now. There's much confusion. There's much animosity. There's the work of the enemy to steal, kill, and destroy. Father, we humble ourselves before you. And we pray in humility. You've told us to come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Father, we need you. We need that grace and mercy in our nation. We are your people. And Father, undoubtedly, we have not stayed in our position. Undoubtedly, we have not stayed in our position of honor and love and authority. That we have seen bloodshed in our nation. We have seen much dishonor. We have seen chaos. We have seen destruction. We have seen lives that have been lost, properties that have been lost. We are not of this world. You have called us, Father. And therefore we come before you. We humble ourselves before you. We ask you for your mercy and for your grace upon our nation. And Father, even wickedness in your church. Wickedness. We've seen like the 400 prophets of Ahab that will speak words to please men and not as Micaiah, your voice to the nation. Father, we ask you to forgive us even for false prophecies, false words, false, thus says the Lord, that have gone into our nation, defiled our nation. We are asking you, Father, for your mercy and your grace. Father, you say that you'll hear from heaven and forgive our sin and heal our land. We want to be found as intercessors, standing in righteousness. Father, we ask you to forgive us from words that have defiled us, words of strife, disunity, division, everything that is of the lie of the enemy that has defiled your church. We ask you, Father, to forgive us and to cleanse us from all sin. Father, thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. And I want you to start praying right now. Go ahead and start praying right now. Go ahead and start praying right now. Pray in the Holy Ghost, pray with understanding. If you want to kneel, go ahead and do it. Gedamreshe. Kakale reshteba. Kanamase reshtene. Glory to God. When God's people speak his words in the realm of the spirit, it destroys the web of lies of the enemy and establishes the truth. So God's people must rise up in their place and speak the truth in the realm of the spirit and not repeat words of mere men, but to go before the throne of grace and receive words of heaven and speak them to their nation and speak them to their surroundings. For you have repeated the words of the enemy concerning your nation. Now listen to the words of God and start rising up and listen to the Spirit of God and speak through the Spirit of truth into the future of your nation, into the posterity of your nation. For words of the enemy destroy the future of nations. But words of God establish the will of God. Has he not said, let it be on earth as it is in heaven? What about the young generation? When we rise up and start speaking words of faith, there is the outpouring of the Spirit that will come out, will be poured out upon the young generation, and they will hold on the word of truth and preach the gospel and change the world through the power of the Holy Spirit. For true change must come through the word and the Spirit. True change must come through the word and the Spirit. That's why God has called his church as a watchman to speak words of faith to the nation, and not words of doom, and not words of destruction, and not words of disunity, and not words of strife. So, Father, we thank you for our nation. We call our nation blessed. In the name of Jesus. We call our nation healed in the name of Jesus. We call our nation whole in the name of Jesus. Father, we are asking you for the outpouring of your Spirit upon our young people. Divine visitations that will bring permanent change in our nation. A new generation rising up with the Word and the Spirit, dissatisfied by the works of the enemy and bringing true change into our nation. We speak the winds of change in the Spirit. A new wineskin to bring change and to bring honor and to bring love and to bring truth in our nation. Father, we are so thankful for your goodness. You have saved us over and over and over and over again. And even in this time, you are saving this nation from destruction. You are saving this nation from the will of the devil. You are saving this nation from the will of the wicked one. And we plead the blood of Jesus of our nation. We plead the blood of Jesus of our nation. We plead the blood of Jesus over the president. We plead the blood of Jesus over his deputy and all those in authority. We plead the blood of Jesus of our nation. Father, we thank you for the cleansing of the church, making your people whole and preserving them with your truth. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Oh, thank him. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy. Come on, lift up your voice and thank him. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Hallelujah. Mama se shedibarasi de sede sedika. Oh, shedibasi. Thank you, Father. Now is the time to say, I'm here, Lord. I want to be a true vessel, preserved to serve you. Thank you, Father, for your Spirit. In Jesus' name.